Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us, yes, all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more progress, see more promise. This week, we focus on the United Way of the Greater Capital Region, and we talk about the Blake Annex in downtown Albany, New York, even more specifically. We are joined by Peter Gannon, United Way of the Greater Capital Region President and CEO. Peter, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
Very nice to have you with us. Angelique Powell is Director of Community Animation at the Blake Annex. Hello, Angelique.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for being here. And Sarah Smith-Seiden is Executive Director of Girls on the Run Capital Region. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I am well. Thank you very much. All right. So let us begin with you, Peter, and talk about the Blake Annex. How this came to be, what it is, and what people should know about it.
Well, from the outside looking in, the Blake is a flexible office space where nonprofits can come together, save some money on overhead, frees up bandwidth to focus on their mission, and they can do that while, you know, reducing costs and also being able to put more resources into that mission. When you peel back the layers, what we really are at the Blake is a community of like-minded people who are, you know, the most passionate, most talented people working on the most complex and deeply entrenched problems we have here in our region under one roof and, you know, enjoying the benefit of, you know, breaking down silos between organizations and finding, you know, creating collisions that are going to lead to a better result for the community and the public that we serve.
How did it come to be?
Oh, well, I'm a 2 a.m. guy. I wake up sometimes at 2 a.m. and have these crazy ideas and think, why not? Why can't we go for it? But the original genesis of it was I was previously a hyper volunteer with an organization called Best Buddies. Their headquarters was in a factory in the middle of Waterford because the executive director's father owned the factory, and I thought there had to be a better way. Fast forward a couple years, hook up with my great friend Tom Nardacci, the lead at Aurelius Co-Works, kind of the Capital Region's godfather of co-working, and learned a lot about his business model. And I thought, man, why couldn't we do this for our sector? And Tom was great enough to work and walk alongside us on this project, you know, on the balance sheets and whatnot. And, you know, so the back of the house is largely inspired by his model and gave me and our board the confidence to go for it, which fast forward to now where we have, you know, almost 20 organizations working together under that roof in that historic building in downtown Albany.
Angelique Powell, let me ask you this question. What is community animation and what do you do as director of it?
So community animation is really like fostering the energy and the culture of this space. A lot of what I do is holding space, whether that be like literally figurative, like our physical space for organizations to hold their programming.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
No, go ahead. No. I'm listening to every word. Trying to figure it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, or whether it's like to hold space to.
And I was also looking at your nails, to be completely honest, but that's okay. Go ahead. You caught me. I'll fess up.
You know, they're a really fun blue color.
Go ahead.
Please, nobody look at my nails right now.
No one cares about your nails, Peter. Go ahead.
So whether it be to hold physical space for organizations to be able to hold programming in a space where they otherwise wouldn't be able to do that, office space, or to actually like cultivate a foster of community amongst different agencies, getting to learn what each of their missions are about and connecting them, getting them to be able to just feel supported by more than just like their boards, and that all of us are connected in that way.
So basically a microcosm of what we try to do in this segment, this idea of fostering opportunities between organizations, allowing us, quote, to all fall into place.
Yeah.
So that idea of cooperation and finding that cooperation is the coolest part, and I would assume probably the hardest part.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
How
yeah.
so? What are the challenges?
Yeah, so I would say one of the challenges is like, you know, at times I feel like a college, like RA, trying to rally right. folks to come together. And it, the sector is busy, right? And so getting folks to be able to find time to make that intentional space with one another so that they can realize that they're working on pretty similarly deeply entrenched issues and could probably work smarter if they collaborated together. It definitely is exceedingly difficult just with the pace that we're all constantly keeping.
Let us, hello, the races are off.
Speaking
okay,
of pace.
My apologies.
I was so worried that was going to be my phone.
No, I apologize. I'm on health watch, and I've been leaving the phone on, which I normally turn off, so I apologize. Sarah, give us a sense of Girls in the Run and how this fits into the Blake Annex.
Sure. So we're an after-school program. We're a nonprofit here in the Capital Region. We had an office space in another location in downtown Albany that was, you know, it just wasn't meeting our needs. So Peter approached us probably a year and a half, two-ish years ago. It was mid-pandemic, like early pandemic, about the Blake and about the mission and vision. We're early adopters. You know, we saw the vision. We saw the opportunity to have access to partners in the field, to have access to an incredible training space, a beautiful building, to be downtown where a lot of our volunteers and our teams and things are. So it really, honestly, like it was a big leap for our board as a nonprofit to kind of be an early adopter of a new thing and a new way of doing stuff. But I guarantee you that you ask any one of them and they'll say it's the best decision that we've made in the past 2 years.
How are the girls incorporated into it, into the program, and continue the work?
Good question. The girls don't actually come to the Blake Annex
right.
space. It's where we meet. It's where we do coach training. It's allowed us to expand our partnerships. You know, we're neighboring with the Capital District YMCA in the Blake Annex. We're working hand in hand with the United Way, things like that. So we're able to further our mission to increase our volunteer base, programs that we have access to, things like that. And then also the amenities that we're able to offer our volunteers and our staff because we're in a nicer facility.
That facility is adjacent to the Kenmore Hotel, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. So what has it been, I guess, as it has, it started when year?
Last year, yeah. So it's just a little over a year that we've been down there.
So how do you see it, how do you see it growing over the, let's say, next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, I think, you know, we there's a couple things. One, demystifying the space is the hardest thing for us, right? Mm-hmm. People still have these preconceived notions about downtown and parking and, you know, this big scary, you know, notion of, you know, being in the middle of the city. So getting folks, well, once folks come in and see it, they get it and they understand it right away. And then I think, you know, for us, we've got a couple major capital projects we're going to undertake thanks to the support of Senator Schumer. We're building a classroom that's going to be able to hold 100 people. And my vision for that is to bring in not just people for statewide training, but national level trainings so that we can be, you know, this region can be at the forefront of nonprofit thought leadership. Those things are, you know, kind of the game changers that are going to be taking us into 2023. We're going to start, delivering our own original programming, trainings, networking events and whatnot as we move into this year. And then obviously it's getting partners, right? So we did really good about getting some organizations to move in with us initially. What we need now is to grow membership. So anybody who's listening, whose interest is piqued in this, my call to action to them today is to go to blakeannex.org, request a tour, come see Angelique, and it will change your life. And there's literally a mechanism for everybody to get involved in this community, no matter where your resources are right now. And what we can say relatively certainly is that it's going to be a change for the better for your organization or for you as an individual. blakeannex.org. Angelique gives you the tour. We can work with anybody to get you into the space and a part of this community.
So, Angelique, talk about the changing your life part.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Talk about the changing your life part that he just mentioned. You'll call Angelique, you'll find out about the Blake Annex, and it will change your life.
It
talk
will.
About that part.
It certainly will because, you know, as nonprofit organizations, and I think even people in general, we tend to rely on doing things the way we've always done them. But particularly, I find within the sector, we get hung up on trying to do things differently, particularly work differently. But I think coming out of the pandemic, we were all forced into working differently. And so now is the time to recognize the ways in which our work may have been elevated by, working from home or working in a place that isn't specifically your office space. And so the changing your life part really is like, I think there's demystification that needs to be done, not necessarily just around the Blake Annex, but yes, around co-working. It's so inspiring to work inside one of these co-working communities, but unless you've participated in one of them, unless you've visited it, you don't really understand how it can change the way that you work and how much better you feel about the quality of work.
And Sarah, I think it's safe to say we're still figuring all this out, aren't we?
Yeah, I was just going to jump on what Angelique just said, too, because, at Girls on the Run, we're a small nonprofit. We're a staff of literally like 2.5 people. And when I go into work at the Blake and co-work there, I feel like I'm part of a much larger staff, because while we're all part of different organizations, we're working together. And so I consider Angelique to be my colleague. I consider, other folks, Nikki, et cetera, anyone who's there to be one of my colleagues, somebody that I can go to with a question, ask them about a resource, things like that. So it really changes and broadens what you can get done in a day. So co-working is misunderstood, and it's amazing.
And like, you don't need, the information that you get from being able to be amongst individuals who are at different stages in their career or different stages in the nonprofit sector, you don't have to sit through like an 8-week micro-credential course. Like, right. I get the access to someone like Peter Gannon, where I could be mentored right in the moment.
In the 78 seconds that we have left, Peter, how does this fit into the overall goal and the growth of United Way of the Greater Capital Region?
Yeah, I think what we think we have here is something that can be replicated in every city across the country. And for United Way, which is it's a global organization that is trying to invent their identity for the next 100 years. This is like a brick and mortar representation of what we have been theoretically to the sector for the past 100 years. And so we are bringing people together. You're greeted warmly at the door. All your needs can be addressed with support, and cut down on that overhead so that these individuals who are so used to living on a shoestring can focus more of their time, their energy, and their resources on getting after their mission and changing people's lives.
Peter Gannon is United Way of the Greater Capital Region President and CEO. Angelique Powell is Director of Community Animation at the Blake Annex. Sarah Smith Seiden is Executive Director of Girls on the Run Capital Region. You can find out more information about all this by going to blakeannex.org, blakeannex.org. You can also go to unitedwaygcr.org as well. Thank you all for being with
Thank
us.
You.
Thank,
a
you.
To
Thank
have you.
You.
Thank you. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.